The Osama bin Laden videotape released by the United States last week has raised new questions about the al-Qaeda leader's Saudi connections. Bin Laden is from Saudi Arabia. Although his citizenship was revoked in 1994, 15 of the 19 September 11th hijackers were Saudis. A Saudi national is featured in the tape with bin Laden, and the audio portion mentions five Saudi clerics. But Saudi officials say the implications should not be exaggerated. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
Saudi Arabia is extremely sensitive about the country's ties to Osama bin Laden. When the Osama bin Laden videotape was released, Saudi officials said it clearly showed the evil face of an inhumane individual. And they were quick to correct the media's initial identification of the man shown talking to bin Laden as a Saudi cleric. Adel Al-Jubeir is foreign policy advisor to Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Abdullah.
Actually, it turns out that he was not a sheikh, but he was one of the Saudis who had fought in the Afghan war in the 1980s. His name is Khalid al-Harbi. He fought in Afghanistan in the 80s, then came back to Saudi Arabia, then went to Bosnia and Chechnya in the 90s, where he lost his legs, then came back to Saudi Arabia and led a quiet life, nothing unusual, until he showed up on bin Laden's videotape.
Al-Jubeir says the government knows considerably more about the Saudi sheikhs mentioned in the videotape because of their public vitriol against the West and the Saudi royal family.
Some of them were part of a group of young, fiery sheikhs who emerged in the early 1990s and were giving sermons that called for incitement and so forth. And we tried to work with some of the clerical establishment to tone it down, and when that didn't work, they were prohibited from speaking.
Adel Al-Jubeir describes the sheikhs as a radical fringe with little support in the influential Saudi religious establishment. Nawaf Obaid, a Saudi security analyst, agrees that the five clerics have a very limited following in the kingdom.
But, it has to be said, they are a big embarrassment to the Saudi government, to the Saudi royal family at large, because, I mean, they basically show that certain shortcomings within the government have given the chances to people such as bin Laden to actually come out and really, I mean, make a complete distort the image of their country, but more importantly, destroy the image of Islam. And for the Saudi government, this is unacceptable.
Edward Walker, former U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for Near East Affairs, says Saudi officials were slow to realize that the country's extremist clerics posed a threat to the regime, but they've begun to take action.
They've been cautious about trying to intervene because it is an alliance between the governing family and the religious authorities. It's been longstanding ever since the founding of the state, but there are obvious limits that they aren't prepared to allow to be trespassed, and I think they realize that some of these people have done just that. They've trespassed over the red lines.
In recent weeks, Crown Prince Abdullah has been holding lengthy public meetings with various segments of society, starting with religious leaders. Saudi officials say he told the clerics to be careful about what they say. Nawaf Obaid says Abdullah also has met with the business and intelligence sectors in what amount to unusual televised debates of current affairs.
They've actually more than just been televised nationwide. They've been televised live. It's the first time.
Saudi analysts say the regime has realized that the extremist clerics, though small in number, afford a dangerous mouthpiece to disgruntled segments of society. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.